Yevamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Chav Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tes Medalas at the first Mishnah. Halacha base. Haifa achas mehen asur, ala echad, ifa erova, asa ba omuta ba achoisa, la sheni asa bishtehen. If one of the sisters was an erova, means such as to Reuven, is forbidden to her and permitted to her sister, Shimon, the other surviving brother, is forbidden to both. If a mitzvah or if a kedusha, if a sister is forbidden to a brother due to an if a mitzvah or if a kedusha, yachalitza but not yibum. If a achas mehem asura ala echad, if a erva vashnia asura al ze, if a erva ha'asa leze mutleze, ha'asa leze mutleze. If one sister was an if a erva to one brother, and the second sister was an Issa Erva to this, the other brother, the one forbidden to this sister is permitted to the other, the one forbidden to this is permitted to the other. V'zuhi sha'omra achisa shihi yevimta oi chaletzes oi misyavimus. This is what was said when a sister is her yevoma, she does chalitza or yibum. The Gemara says, Anas isha v'yolda bas v'holcha v'nisus la'achiv v'la achis. Me'aim me'ish acher, mesua la'achiv hasheni, I should say, umesu b'legbonim, by the author of Vitoi umutab achaisa. If Reuven raped a woman and she gave birth to a daughter, Dina, let's say, and Dina married his brother, Shimon, and she has a maternal sister called Sarah from another man, married to a second brother, say Levi, and Shimon and Levi died, and Reuven's forbidden to his daughter and permitted to her sister. Da'hi bitter achaisa, Shehi Yevimta Misyavemus. This is the case of his daughter, in which her sister is a Yevama, she can do Yibim. Isa Achis Men Asua, Alze, Bechulein, the Mishnah said if one sister was an Is Erva to this one, etc. Anas Isha Vyaldabas Va Achiv Va Ansa Vyaldabas, Anasu Shtehem, Lishne Achim, Me'av, Avalim Me'im, Ze Asa Bevitoi, Umuta Bachisa, Ze Asa Bevitoi, Umuta Bachisa. Reuven raped a woman, we'll call her Esther, and she gave birth to a daughter, and his brother Shimon raped Esther, and she gave birth to a daughter, and then both daughters married two paternal brothers of Reuven and Shimon, but not only maternal brothers, and their husband died. This one, Reuven, is forbidden to his daughter and permitted to her sister, and this one, Shimon, is forbidden to his daughter and permitted to her sister. This is the one forbidden to this is permitted to the other, and the one forbidden to this is permitted to the other. We come now to Halacha Gimel. Shlosha achim, shnai mehem nesuim shtei achis, oi ishu vita, oi ishu vas bita, oi ishu vas bana, oi elu chol sois v'lei misyab meis. If two of three brothers are married to sisters, or to a woman and her daughter or granddaughter, if the married brothers died, the yevam meis du chalitza, but not yevam. Rabbi Shimon Peter, Rabbi Shimon exempts from chalitza. If one of the sisters was forbidden to a Yavam due to Erba, he's forbidden to her and permitted to her sister. If one of the sisters was forbidden to a Yavam because of Issa Mitzvah or Kedusha, they do Chalitza but not Yibam, Rabbi Shimon Poiter, Rabbi Shimon exempts. The Gemara says, Ula ba Yishmol, Oma Kach Pirusha, Tach Pirusha, Rabbi Oisha, Avi Amishna, Rabbi Shimon Poiter Sashnia, Men Chalitza or Men Yibam. The Gemara says that Ula Bar Rishmo said that this is the way Rabbi Hoshea, the father of the Mishnah, explained. Rabbi Shimon exempts the second to fall from Chalitza or Yibam due to Zika. It's as if he did Yibam with the first. Rabbi Yochanan Chabur Haisa Maksha Shalei Al Saldas Sheyikne Adam Shtei Achios Ka'achas. Rabbi Yochanan said that the group that learns in the yeshiva asks that it never crosses the mind that one can acquire two sisters at once. In front of Rabbanah said that the group argues with Hoshea, they hold that both are exempt. According to Hoshea, why does Shimon exempt the second from Chalitza Yibam? The first fell, there was proper Zika, as if he acquired her. And the second fell, it never crossed the mind that one can acquire two sisters at once. Since Yibam does not apply to her, she's exempt also from Chalitza. Even though now, also the first cannot do Yibam, since initially she needed Chalitza or Yibam, she still needs Chalitza. Haman Amrin Divrei Rabbi Shimon Hein Zika Nefeles Memakim Zika. There in Bavel they say that Rabbi Shimon holds that Zika does not take effect in a place of Zika. It never crossed the mind that one can acquire two sisters at once applies only when they fell at once. Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rabbi Elazar B'Hu Sha'avah Obal. Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Elazar answer a second answer that Rabbi Shimon exempts the second only if he transgresses in her relations with the first. What is the law if someone from the market means a stranger was Makabish a second? Adaitin to Rabbanon, Kedushin Gemurin, Adaitin to Rabbanon, Kedushin Tluyin, Lekashivar Savashin, and Kedushin Tosin as Ashnir. Answers according to Rabbanon, it is full Kedushin because she doesn't need Chalitza. According to Rabbanon, the Kedushin is contingent when the Yavam will have relations with the first, Kedushin will take effect on the second. If the Yavam had relations with the second, according to Rabbanon, it's B.S. Elva due to Zika, she's like Eshes Ach and the child of the Mamza. According to Blaze, it's not considered B.S. Elva. Misa, Vishoina, Adatan to Rabbanon, she say Asa, Vishnia, Adatan to Blaze, Mutta Vishnia. If the first sister died, according to Rabbanon, he is forbidden to the second. According to Blaze, he's permitted to the second. Ela Vishoina Tsoa, say, Koines Tsoa, Makayim es Ishtoiva, Asa Vishnia. If the first sister had a tzoa, he does yibum with the tzoa and keeps his wife. He's forbidden to the second sister, even though the first sister is no longer the kuku. Adahi mutahu adam achos tzoas chalutzase. So the Gemara asks, well, one is permitted to achay the sister of the tzoa of chalutzase, even though he's forbidden to achay chalutzase. Also here, he should be permitted to achay tzoas ishtoi, even though he's forbidden to achay ishtoi. The second question, since he will need to do Chalitza to the second sister, he should be forbidden to the Tzawa, because she will be the Tzawa of Achaz Chalitzasei. Am Rabbi Yudan, Ile Bikesh Lebolus HaTzawa, Ad Chulei Konas, Shema Eina Mutaba. Rabbi Yudan answered that had he wanted to have relations with the Tzawa, even before he did Yibam and uprooted Zika from her sister, was he not permitted? Tzila Hu Muta B'Seifu Asa, Ad Ema, is he permitted at the beginning and forbidden at the end after he does chalitza? If you say this, then it turns out that he makes an issa tzoa after death, but there's no tzoa after death. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Shimon seems to contradict himself, because there in Halacha Yud, which Reuven and Shimon were married to unrelated women. Reuven died. Shimon gave a mamma to the Yavama, and then he died. But Shimon says that Levi may do Yibam with whichever he wishes, and Chalitza to the other. He cannot do Yibam with both, because perhaps Yesh Zika, and as if both fall from Shimon. After Yibam with one, he must do Chalitza to the other, because perhaps Ein Zika and the first fell from Reuven, so one does not exempt the other. And here he says this, that the second is exempt from Chalitza, for Vadai Yesh Zika. Am Rabbi Zeira ad Anan Taman Shames Tama Taman Zikas Shnei Yevamin Eina Zika. She says that Ein Zika Nefelas Emakam Mama. So Rabbi Zeira answers that when I was there in Bavel, I heard the reason. There Zika of two brothers means when the first fell, either could do Yibam, is not proper Zika, and it doesn't take effect when there is a Maima, which makes Safek Kinyan. Therefore, Levi does Yibam with whichever he wants, and Chalitza to the other. From Hacha. Zikas Yavam Echad Vein Zika Nefeles Emakayim Zika, I should say. However, here there is Zika of one brother, and Zika of the second to fall does not take effect on Zika. Amu Matanya Ma Ichpalin Achyois Gabi Nachyois. But Matanya gave a second answer. What's the comparison of sisters to strangers? Really, Yesh Zika, regarding strangers, both fall from Baal Hamama, and one is exempted through Yibam of the other. If Chachamim decreed, lest people say that when two fall from two brothers, Yibam of one exempts the other. Regarding sisters, the second does not fall, because due to Zika, it is if the first did Yibam. Inat boy Mikshaya Kashisa Alahi de Rizur Vishem Risheshes Taman Tanya Taman de Rabbi Shimon Shtehim Asuris de Rabbi Shimon Shtehim Asuris. You can ask, if you want to ask the contradiction in Rabbi Shimon, ask about what Rabbi Zohar said, quoted Rabbi Sheshes there, that Rabbi saying that Rabbi Shimon says that if Ploni gave a mama and then a brother was born and Ploni died, both of Ploni's wives are forbidden. וחלפה שתפי דבשמן, תמנו עלמה שתיהן אסוריס, ואחד עלמה שתיהן מותוריס. דבשמן seems to contradict himself, because there he says that both are forbidden, because Ba'alas HaMa'amah is acquired partially, and here the Mishnah of Ba'alas HaMa'amah to strangers, he says that both are permitted, he may do Yibam with either. We could have answered that there was Zika of one brother, and here there was Zika of one brother.